You're with SBS Radio.
Nangunguna ang mga aso bilang piling hayop pagdating sa pagtulong sa mga tao na may kapansanan sa paningin, sa isip o sa pisikal dahil sa katunayan na ang mga ito ay madaling sanayin. Ngunit napag-alaman ng isang pagtatanong na isa sa dalawang humahawak ng mga aso ay nakakaranas ng diskriminasyon kapag nasa mga pampublikong espasyo o lugar. Iyong mga nasa loob ng sektor ay nananawagan para sa karagdagang edukasyon sa buong komunidad upang matulungan ang mga tao na maunawaan kung paano kumilos sa paligid ng mga hayop na ito at kung anong mga karapatan na mayroon ng mga tagapangasiwa ng aso o mga dog handler. Sa tampok na ulat ni Samantha Binyak Brooks na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Chris Gold ay karaniwang humaharap sa mga hamon kapag siya ay nasa mga pampublikong espasyo o lugar kasama ng kanyang guide dog na si Simba. Ang 30 taong gulang ay ipinanganak na may degenerative genetic disorder na tinatawag na retinitis pigmentosa na nagiiwan sa kanya na hindi makakita sa gabi at may napakababang kakayahang makakita kapag araw. Sinabi ni Ginoong Gold na nahihirapan siyang makaya na wala ang kulay caramel na Labrador crossbreed American Retriever.
So I'm watching the football on a Friday night at home. And it gets dark. I wouldn't previously have been able to just go and walk to the shops. I could have, but it would have been difficult. Whatever, would have bumped into things, that kind of thing. So Simba will, you know, I can just walk the shops and he'll guide me there to the storefront. And without having to worry about anything, I can now go out at night time. I can walk around in crowds. I can walk into venues.
Taong 2017 pa mula nang mapunta kay Ginoong Gold si Simba at naniniwala siya na nasa isang beses sa isang linggo, tinatanong siya tungkol sa kanyang aso.
I don't think I've ever been properly refused service, like they've refused to serve me, but they've tried to. It happened about half a dozen times at a local supermarket near me, which I eventually got that sorted out. It happened at cafes and restaurants. It's happened at large shopping centers as well. That's pretty common. And the other one is probably, I'd say, taxis.
Sa kasamaang palad, si Chris at Simba hindi nag-iisa. Ipinapakita ng bagong datos mula sa Guide Dogs Victoria na isa sa dalawang may hawak ng aso o mga dog handlers sa buong bansa ay nakaranas ng ilang anyo ng hindi pagtanggap sa nakalipas sa 2 taon kasama ng tanggihan na papasukin sa isang lugar. Napag-alaman ng isang buwan na pagtatanong sa mahigit 120 humahawak ng aso o mga dog handler ng mga cafe at restaurant ay ang mga pangunahing mga nagkasala na sinusundan ng mga taxi at mga serbisyo ng bahagi ang pagsakay. Sinabi ng General Manager ng Guide Dog at Vision Services mula Guide Dogs Victoria, Alastair Stott, hindi siya nagulat sa mga resulta dahil sa ang Guide Dogs Victoria ay kadalasang nakakakuha ng mga reklamo mula sa parehong mga dog handler at mga miyembro ng publiko na nakasaksi ng mga hindi pagtanggap o pagpayag na makapasok.
What was really concerning from our perspective is that some reported more than 10 refusals over that period, and we think it's really important to make the public and the community and businesses aware that guide dogs have a legal right to access all areas, the only exceptions being operating rooms and commercial kitchens.
Sinabi ng CEO ng Assistance Dogs Australia, Richard Lord, ang diskriminasyon ay nararamdaman din ng iba na may mga ibang uri ng mga assistance dogs.
Everyone knows that guide dogs have been around 100 years, but now there's many other dogs helping people who require a wheelchair for mobility, people living with post-traumatic stress, families with kids with autism, people with diabetes, people with epilepsy, the hearing dogs, and a range of other dogs who are helping people with mental health issues as well.
Parehong sumasang-ayon sina Ginoong Stott at Lord na may pangkahalatang kakulangan ng kaalaman tungkol sa mga karapatan ng mga may assistant dogs o yung mga umaagapay na alagang aso. Inilalagay iyon ni Alastair Stott sa mataas na bilang ng mga pagpapalit ng mga tauhan sa ilang mga negosyo na madalas ay hindi sapat na sinanay ng mga kawani.
it is really important that organisations that do provide services to the public do train their staff at an induction and have regular training, retraining programs to make sure that all of their staff are aware that they cannot refuse access, and to understand that the dogs are actually very well trained to operate in a way with their handlers in the cafes and restaurants that won't interfere.
Sinabi ni Gnong Lord, mayroon ding ilang mga kultural na hadlang sa pag-unawa sa mga karapatan o pagiging komportable sa paligid ng mga aso.
It's mainly because people are uneducated into the new forms of assistance dogs. There's also a cultural aspect. Some cultures don't rate dogs highly and don't want the dog getting into their cab or their premises.
Sinabi ni Alastair Stott mula Guide Dogs Victoria na habang ang epekto ng paghihigpit sa pag-access ay maaaring nakakapinsala, kadalasan ang mga kahinatnan ay mas higit pa.
We find that people with low vision and blindness are challenged by social isolation, and so to be refused access leaves them feeling frustrated and upset and in some cases even humiliated. And as a consequence, they actually do change their movements. They tend to avoid areas as a consequence of that. So it has real life impact.
Nagbabala siya na may mga mabigat na parusa para sa mga hindi sumusunod sa Domestic Animals and Disability Discrimination Act.
It is actually a legal offence to refuse access. And so guide dog handlers have the ability to take a complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission to actually investigate where access has been refused.
Sinabi ni Ginong Lord na kung ang mga tao ay hindi sigurado kung ang tulong na aso ay tunay na assistance dog, maaari silang humingi ng isang forma ng assistance dog identification. Ngunit hinihikayat niya na unawain ng mga tao ng mga hayop ay may mahalagang papel sa pagsalba ng kanilang mga buhay.
Many people who now have a dog don't have a carer full time. They have a carer to get them up and dress them and put them in their chair and come back in the evening to put them to bed. The rest of the day they rely on their dog. So not only are they doing the handy stuff like picking things up or unloading your front loading washing machine.
Umaasa si Chris Gold na sa pamamagitan ng unti-unting pag-aaral at pagbabago, siya at si Simba ay maaaring magawa ang kanilang karaniwang pang-araw-araw na gawain ng walang problema. Naniniwala siya na nagsisimula rin ito sa pagiging higit na magalang ng mga tao.
People just blatantly presume that Simba is a pet or just a dog, but he's not. He's really a mobility aid for me and I need him to get around. So when people walk up to me, maybe a shopping center or something like that, and say, oh, your dog's not allowed, that's what's quite upsetting because they don't really question what the dog is. In reality, it'd be much better if they could even ask the guide dog handler if they could see the dog's credentials. I really don't mind when they do that.
Naniniwala rin siya na ang mas mahusay na signage o karatula sa mga pampublikong transportasyon ay makakatulong sa mga tao mula sa iba't ibang pinagmulan na maunawaan na ang mga aso ay maaari ring kumilos bilang isang tulong sa pagkilos o mobility aid. Ang mga grupo tulad ng Guide Dogs Victoria at Assistance Dogs Australia ay nagtatrabaho din upang mas mahusay na turuan ang mga tao kung paano nila higit nahaharapin o tumugon sa mga aso. Sinabi ni Richard Lord mula Assistance Dogs Australia na dapat ratuhin ng mga tao ang tulong na aso o guide dog tulad ng anumang ibang aso.
The dog's working. It doesn't need to be disturbed while it's doing its job. People can, you know, have a look and watch it go. But we teach all people, you know, kids especially, if it's a pet dog or a working dog, don't just run up and try and pat it. Always ask the owner first. And if the owner says, unfortunately, it's working and would you mind not patting it? Please listen to them.
sbs.com.au/Filipino
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.